Hi everyone, welcome to this new video. This has become some sort of an annual tradition that at the end of the year that I look a little bit forward towards the next year to see what customer experience trends we may expect to see. So I have 10 trends for customer experience in 2024 for you. Enjoy this new video. One of the things that we're gonna see in 2024 and beyond is a complete transformation of search on websites. And the entire philosophy of search is changing as we speak. In the early days of the internet, you had portals like Yahoo, and then we had Google. Today, a lot of us already use chatbots like GPT to start, you know, with a first search on the internet. You have Bing that is now completely reinventing itself. My prediction for 2024 is that pretty soon every search box that you have on a website somewhere, that will change in a conversational bot where you don't just type in some keywords, but that you basically give a very detailed description of the information you're looking for, and then you will get that information very targeted at your own request. And you're seeing first examples of that, like take Instacart. Instacart already works with a conversational search where people just type in, hey, I'm having guests over, one of them is vegan, the others are two children, what kind of food would you recommend me? So that you don't have to go through the entire list, but you can actually see what people want. And I think, of course, the big e-commerce platforms are gonna experiment with this really, really soon. You see and read that Amazon is working on an AI search where you don't get the endless lists of thousands of items that you have to work yourself through, but that you get one or two or three specific recommendations based on the input that you give the AI search option from Amazon. So search 3.0, actually, you could call it. 1.0 were the Yahoos of this world, 2.0 the Googles of this world, 3.0 conversational interfaces in every search box on the internet. Thanks to artificial intelligence, I think in 2024, we're finally gonna see personalization at scale. Today, we have different phases and different levels of personalization. You have, of course, the social networks that are really good at it. The algorithm gives us the things that we like to see with all its pros and its cons. After that, it's a little bit the big darkness. You have personalization in emails and a little bit of content personalization, but it's not what we've been dreaming about in the past 10 years. I have the feeling that we're about to get there. Thanks to AI, we're gonna end up in a world with agents. Probably we won't have apps anymore, but we're gonna move towards agents where you have your personal agent, your personal assistant for basically everything that you have in an app today on the homepage of your phone, where you don't have a banking app, but you have a banking agent, where you don't have your food lists, but you have a food coach. Instead of your Duolingo, you have this teacher, this language teacher that is available 24/7 for you, which means that new opportunities arrive. Here you can really go in depth on personalization, not just in terms of content, but also in everything that is linked to our day-to-day life. Imagine that everyone has a personal banker. Imagine that everyone has a personal teacher. Those kind of new steps are going to create a whole new kind of customer experience where you finally see that personalization is not just about making sure the name is right in the email, but that everything that someone receives is fully personalized. I think we're gonna see a lot of companies that start to work with fully personalized video content, where you don't have one or two or 100 video productions anymore, but where you have millions of personalized videos, where I get a video with all the things that I really like and that are important to me, and you get a completely new video thanks to personalization at scale, which creates enormous opportunities for the entire marketing world. My prediction for 2024 is that we're gonna see more what I call high value customer service agents. One of the most frequently asked questions in presentations and workshops is like, how long will people actually wanna speak to a human when they reach out to a company? Before the internet, 100% of our customer service was through humans. Today, it's probably 50-50. We have self-service, we have our tools, and if we have a question, we still reach out to a contact center, we call or we email them. Eventually, we're gonna end up in a world where only 1% of the interactions in customer service will be human, because we're moving in a world where the AI bots are really, really of high quality, and that will be the most convenient way and the highest quality way, and probably even in many cases, a very empathic way to get customer service. But in 1% of the cases where it's really about something emotional, where you want to watch another human in the eye, where you want to have a pat on the shoulder, you know, in those cases, you still want a human, but not just any human. At that moment, in a world where you only have 1% of the outreaches that really need to be redirected to a human and 99% is done by a computer, in that world, you need customer service agents that are 95% skilled on an emotional level, that don't have any time constraints, that go through any possible channel. Maybe those people will have to go to someone's house to help them out. Maybe that's going to be the most convenient way, or maybe the way that really is best linked to the state of the emotion that that person is in. So rethinking our customer service, in my opinion, isn't just about an increase in productivity, an increase in efficiency. It's also understanding that we're going to have a need and an opportunity to work with high value service agents, people that are trained in very difficult conversations with humans who need emotional support. And if you have a team like that, you can have a real impact in that in-depth relationship with your customers. One of the crucial customer experience skills for 2024 will be effective empathy. It's also one of the concepts out of my latest book, A Diamond in the Rough. Effective empathy is the combination of fast feedback loops with fast action loops. If you can combine that, you really fulfill a need in the market, because customers have the expectations that when they give feedback that something is done with it. And you need to speed up the process. Most companies have feedback loops, but they're too slow in the implementation, and they play a little bit too much the manager role. So they come up with these big strategic trends, and then you have four projects underneath every trend. And in reality, in the first 9 months, nothing really happens with it. And if in 9 months nothing happens except you making PowerPoints out of it, it has 0.0 impact on the market. It's only when you do something in the real world that it has an impact. The customer needs to feel the difference. So with the philosophy of effective empathy, you listen and you react quickly where needed. What you need to succeed in that is the art of keeping things small. Don't make it big, don't make it complex, keep it small. And believe that the accumulation of like 20 or 30 or 50 small things has a huge impact on your customer base. And companies that understand that art of effective empathy have a double effect. On the one hand, the customers feel, of course, that you're serious about it and that you want to make a difference, so they feel the difference. Maybe more importantly, companies that work with fast feedback, fast action mentality, internally, you show your team that you actually care about the feedback of customers. You give them a signal that you really care about the market, and they will believe you next time when you tell them that customer service and experience is important. And at the end of the day, if you do like 50 small things, you create a culture of can do. You create a culture where you really succeed and where you create your own success. And that becomes a flywheel to improve your customer experience even further. Effective empathy. 2024 will probably be the year of the breakthrough of real augmented reality. I think a lot of us are looking forward to the release of the Apple Vision Pro, this crazy looking device, a little bit spacey, if you ask me, very expensive. That's the downside of it. But this is enhancing, this is giving an entire community the possibility, the options to really create cool stuff in augmented reality. We're gonna see things that are increasing the shopping experience, like you will be able to try things on virtually. And what we know, if people try things on virtually in a qualitative way, the number of returns of the fashion company, number of returns is reducing. So it has an economic benefit. On the other hand, the entertainment options are going to be insane. Imagine a theme park, like take Disney. The most boring part of going to Disney is waiting in line. Even if they play all these cool little music themes, it's still boring. So imagine that they have, instead of a magic band, that they have magic glasses that you are entertained while you're walking around in those queues. That could change things forever. Think about the marketing possibilities of personalized advertisement. Think about the convenience of giving people extra information. I mean, I would love to have a glass or any device that, like with in a Zoom meeting or in a Teams meeting, that you actually see the names of the people that are approaching you so that you can instantly reach out to them with their name. So the possibilities of creating like a virtual layer on top of the real world, That's going to be interesting. We're probably not going to see the final device in 2024, but I'm convinced that we're going to see a whole bunch of new applications that will probably excite us. The rise of augmented reality in 2024, my friends. One of my wishes for 2024 is that the HR department, the people department of organizations, that they're more involved strategically in creating a strong customer culture. As you know, my latest book, A Diamond in the Rough, is about building strong customer cultures. And I've written it from the point of view of senior leaders, of marketing managers, of small business owners, anyone basically working with and for customers. But there's so much value that can be added from the people's team, from the HR team. And I think that they should be they are the most logical partner to create a strong customer culture. There are like six things that they can add value in. It's about hiring people with CX potential. I talked with a two-star Michelin chef recently, and he said it's really tough to find the right people. I mean, we have to take whoever shows up, basically. And I told him, I said, the bar for your experience is so high. How does that work? How can you deliver upon the expectations if you just hire anyone? He said, well, the minimum requirement we have is someone needs to be friendly from nature, by design. If they're friendly, we can teach them all the rest. So which profiles do you hire? That's the first important part. Second is culture and workflows that support a customer culture. What can you create in your organization so that everyone knows what their contribution is to the end customer? I don't believe in the concept of internal clients. It doesn't work. And a company for me is not working for each other. A company is working for the one client, the one who pays the bills, the external client, and all teams work together to create value for that client. How can you install that mindset as HR that everyone knows how they contribute to creating value for customers? Frictionless employee experience. I've been talking so often about removing frictions for customers. Well, you can do exact the same thing internally. If someone works in your organization, you want them to focus on creating value for customers, right? That's what we do as an organization. From an HR point of view, you can remove as many frictions as possible for employees so that they focus their time on their job. Training and learning. There's so many things that you can do. You can make a video program with CX tips. You can have great education. You can invite great speakers to come and speak to your teams. You can let them coach each other, but creating a culture where people speak upon each other and coach each other on creating fantastic service is really valuable. And that's something HR can do. Of course, employee well-being. I mean, the better people feel, the more value they will bring in the table. You cannot expect customers to be happy if your employees are unhappy. Responsible, one of the key challenges for a people's team is making sure that your employees feel good, feel well, so that they can use their positive energy to create value for that customer again. And maybe last, the sixth thing that HR can do is facilitate the fact that as many employees as possible go as close to the customer as possible. I'm not talking about salespeople, service people, marketing people. I'm talking about everyone in your organization that has no direct link with the end user. You know, if you want to build empathy in an organization for customers, you have to make sure that everyone hears the oohs and the ahs directly. You have to make sure that as many people as possible really go forward towards that customer. And from an HR point of view, you can facilitate that. So there are like six important items, and maybe there are more. I'd love to hear more from you guys. But try to be a strategic partner in building that customer culture. That's my wish for 2024. Customer experience for life, from customer focused to life focused. This is a topic that I'm super passionate about. How can you create value in the life of people? How can you create positive change in the life of people? This is like the crossroad that marketing and customer experience is at. Are we going to do whatever we can to sell more stuff, or are we going to be a driver of positive change? Can we change the life of people for the better? This is a discussion that happens in a lot of organizations where you can ask yourself, should we go beyond banking? Should we go beyond insurance? Should we go beyond telco? And there are cases where it works, where a bank goes really broad and becomes a partner in mobility and payments and housing. And in some cases, it doesn't work. So getting there is very, very difficult. But there are a lot of organizations that can let go of their internal view and just ask themselves, for instance, what is the expertise that we have? What is the real expertise that we have internally? What is your expertise? And can you translate that expertise in something valuable for a customer? And how can you use that to create value in their day-to-day life? if you're a partner in life for customers in when they're in moments of need, or when you can increase their convenience, or when you can educate them, when you can entertain them in a different way, where you go beyond the core product of what you do, you will have a more in-depth, deep relationship with them. So I think we will need to refocus our attention a little bit. We're too transactional focused. We focus on customer journeys and customer experience, which is great, which is important. You need great processes and good transactions. But there's also the emotional part, where you go deeper into the relationship, where you try to build a very strong, in-depth relationship with customers. And that happens when you contribute to the value in their life, using your strengths, using your expertise, making a difference, being partner in life for them. The latest trust barometer from Edelman showed that people actually have most faith in businesses, more than in media, more than in politics, more than in the government. People look at businesses to, you know, act in a positive way to increase value for them and for society. So I think what's going to be really important is to understand that this trust needs to be reinforced in the next couple of months. How can you prove that you really care about your customer? It's going to be a fundamental question. What are like symbols of customer experience, of extreme customer experience that you have, that you really care about them? Like if you're in food retail, the issue today in the world is that prices went up so much that a lot of people are suffering to buy good and healthy food. So I love this campaign from Tesco where they asked Jamie Oliver to come up with a bunch of healthy recipes that are really, really cheap. So they are looking for recipes that cost less than £1 per serving, but they're still healthy. And I love this, and it's fantastically done. It's with beautiful pictures. It's very convenient. You can push a button and the items are on your shopping list and then bring them to your house. So it's brilliantly done. But it also is a symbol of customer experience, because basically you're teaching people how to buy cheap stuff. And by doing so, you help them to eat in a healthier way, because most of the time, if people have less money, they go for unhealthy things. And this is helping them to turn that around. What are your symbols of extreme customer centricity? What do you do to really show, what is a symbol where you show that you really care about your customers, so that the trust that they have in businesses is something that they can actually rely on? How can we confirm that trust is going to be crucial in 2024? One of the most interesting markets to look at, I think, is the already used products market, secondhand market, the pre-loved market is what we can call it. I mean, if you look at what's happening in the fashion industry, it's really significant to see how many people buy secondhand clothes, already used clothes, clothes that get a second life. You have companies in Belgium like YBC, you have Filou and Friends that really focus on this. But you also have big platforms, Vinted, for instance, where you can really get a lot of stuff at a cheap price, and products are given a second life. And for consumers, it's a double win. Right? It's a cheaper product that you buy, and it's a sustainable decision that you make. So it's a double win, which feels good for consumers. So this market will increase, which means that if you're not originally in this market, like those digital platforms, you will probably have to double down on this and see how you can really create value here for your customers. Following this train, do it in such a way that it's believable, that it's a significant part of your business, and that you join that trend. There was a study in HBR a couple of years ago where they looked at the time consumption of CEOs, and the conclusion was that 3% of the time of CEOs was spent with customers. So that's not too much. 72% was spent in meetings, and then it was a little bit scattered, but 3% with customers. So what I really hope in 2024, what will happen is that many CEOs themselves become friction hunters, that they try out their own products in a very in-depth structural way, and that by doing so, that they don't come up with a bunch of new strategic projects, but that they come up with small changes with a significant impact. Like Brian Chesky, the CEO founder of Airbnb, during 2023, he stayed in his own properties that he rented through his own platform for 6 months. And he discovered a whole bunch of things that he wasn't aware of. And he came back in the office and said, these are 50 things we need to change. All small things, but it will have a significant impact. And you see this more and more. If you go through your own processes, if you try out everything yourself, you always bump on things that you say, well, this doesn't make sense. And I think it's super cool if you invite the CEO of your company, you show them this video, and you say, dear CEO, I would love you to become a friction hunter. Just spend a few days, a few hours, maybe a few months trying out your own product. If you have stores, if you're in retail, go to the store for 2 weeks or 1 day every 2 weeks or something like this. If you're in food, make sure you try out all your own products and that you go through all ordering mechanisms that you have. If you're in a bank, that you try out all these things yourself. I mean, the closer you are to the market, the more information and more empathy you have for your customers. So an invitation for all CEOs to become friction hunters themselves in 2024. So my friends, this was my CX Trends for 2024 video. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for watching. Please share it with your network, show it to your colleagues, subscribe to my channel, and I really hope to see you again in 2024 for new videos. See you then, and have a happy end of year. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.